And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day, when it looks too large. When it looks too large. Plus, Russell Shubin, director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best from the best of Christian talk radio. Common sense commentary. I am committed today to getting to common sense commentary in Galatians. Then we'll close this hour out with today's Facebook post, Closer Than We Think.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. There's so much more, we don't even know how much more the more is going to be when we have the more. We're simply asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation simply because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Do you like the security of a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage refi with our lowest payment possible, all without paying closing costs? Well, Cash Call Mortgage has a 30-year rate special starting at a rate so low, our lawyer won't let us say it on the radio. So call and find out how much this 30-year rate will cut your monthly payment while still knocking down your current loan balance. And the best part of all is the rate is fixed. The lawyer's right. It's a little complicated to explain on the radio. So call 877-890-CASH to find out how it works.
What? You'll cut my payment with no fees of any kind and my balance will still go down?
Yep. Paying an interest rate below 3% really makes a big difference. To find out how big, just call 877-890-CASH. That's 877-890-CASH to slice your monthly payment now.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. Abraham Lincoln appointed three men who competed against him for the presidency to his cabinet, creating a talented and now famous team of rivals. Donald Trump's cabinet has its own unusual flavor, creating a kind of dual presidency. On one hand, Trump himself and appointees like businessman Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State represent a pragmatic get-things-done approach to government. On the other hand, the appointment of several traditional conservatives to posts at Energy, the Environment, and the Office of Management and Budget signal a shrinking of the federal role. All this represents a dualism in Trump himself. On one hand, he is a pragmatic businessman, lacking a strong political philosophy. On the other, he ran as a Republican, chose traditional conservative Mike Pence as his vice president, and stocked his cabinet with several conservatives. Which Trump will win out? I think on economics, Trump will be pro-growth, but on social and other matters, the role of the federal government, if not its size, will shrink. David Davenport.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's perfect. Allison, wait. Are you texting and driving? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
thank you for joining us here at Hey Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'm not going to tell you what Tugboat Todd and I were talking about in the master control room, but I will tell you this. When I came back into the studio with about 30 seconds left, the studio door locked. So RoboPaul had to come out of his area of master controlling for the other studio, come over and give me the key so I can unlock it and get in the door. So I'm trying to figure out, one, is that a sign from God? Or two, is that just the enemy? Or three, am I just pretty stupid and I locked myself out? What are you going to go with on that one, Tugboat Todd? What do you think?
Four, mutiny from the board ops.
What a life. What a life we live here in fabulous San Diego. A couple things to tell you. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's an excellent way to reach the show. This segment brought to you by my good friend Sam Rasul, was just in here the other day. ThinkSam.com. How hard is that? ThinkSam.com. I mean, that's as... Okay, I'm thinking real estate. Well, then think Sam. Are you thinking Sam? Think real estate. Think Sam, think real estate, think real estate, think Sam. Think Sam, think Sam, think Sam. You think that works? Do you think that repetitiveness gets into your brain? This will work. Guy was born a Muslim, became a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, and loves to share his testimony with church groups and with Bible studies, with different fellowships, whatever the case may be. Doesn't even charge for it. If you want to have a real special guest at one of your groups, go to thinksam.com. Ask him to come by. He loves to share it because he's a man who's committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to give you this encouragement. If you want to do business with somebody who, by the way, in the top 20 of 25,000 realtors in San Diego, top 20, think he's got it going on? Yeah. I say yes. He will take whatever your situation is and give it the best possible representation. He knows what he's doing. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, by the way, he takes 25% of his gross commission and gives it to whatever church, charity, or ministry you want. He's given away thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. It's just a blessing. ThinkSam.com, 858-7801-SAM. 858. We're going to have to make this a jingle. 858-780-1-SAM. Like that? 858-780-1-SAM. He's going to text me in about 3 seconds going, never do that again.
Good rhythm, but we might need someone else to sing it.
All right, fine. Well, you and my wife should get together for tea, shouldn't you? All right. Let's see. The other thing to tell you, don't forget that we have a free app. For KPRZ. It's good for Android, it's good for iPhone, or it's good for Pixel. Good for any of those. And then the only other thing I want to remind you about, if you don't mind, we're going to start talking about this and start getting this into the works. The American Leprosy Missions. I saw a video on this today, and we're going to have Scott Wilder come in again. Scott, good friend of the studio, great person, terrific to be on the radio, fantastic kind of radio person. He's going to be in the studios in the next, I don't know if it's next week, I think it's the week after is what I understand. So it's not next week, but the week after. I'm going to start talking about leprosy. And for those that don't know, let's just make it really clear. Tell me what Jesus did with the leper. He touched the leper before he healed the leper. Well, we're going to go into the Bible on some of this material and talk about what is going on now in society, talking about the cure. And talking about a hero and help us to cure 220 kids. That's what we're going after. 200 plus kids. Going to encourage you to go to KPRZ.com or call them now just to get info. 800-443-0838. 800-443-0838. Okay. We don't have music for this first one, right? Okay, good. Here we go. First one. When it looks too large. When it looks... too large. Have you heard the old joke? Let me ask you if you've heard the old joke. How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
That is correct, my friend. One bite at a time. Let's look at this. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 17 through 18. If you should say in your heart, Where are we saying this? In our hearts. If you should say in your heart, these nations are greater than I. How can I dispose of them? How can I dispossess them? They're greater. Verse 18, you shall not be afraid of them. You shall well remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt. Ooh. So here is the Lord giving instruction to the people of God, saying to them, you know, when you're looking at these nations, and you in your heart, you goes, this is just too big. They are enormous. They're greater than we are. Then the instruction from the Lord is, you shall not be afraid of them, number one, because you shall well remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to Egypt, number two. And the reason that he tells you this is this simple formula, not even complex. When you're looking at something that's too big for you and you say it in your heart, there's no point in lying about it or fake Christianizing about it. It's like, man, that's just way big. The first thing the Lord says is don't be afraid. The reason that you don't operate in fear is fraught with doubt. And doubt is such a great discourager, you're going to be sinking before you have a chance to take a step. So the scripture tells us, the Lord commands us, don't be afraid. And then he tells you what to do, as is the formula, not just for something that looks bigger to you, but also how to maintain that not to be afraid attitude. He tells you, remember what the Lord your God did. Remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all of Egypt. I mean, when Pharaoh got in the way of the Lord took it upon himself to help Pharaoh understand, not just through the plagues, but ultimately through wiping out the army and decimating the nation, you don't mess around with my people. These are my people. And the Lord tells Israel, remember what I did for you in the past and how I delivered you? That's what I want you to seize upon. That's what I want you to grasp. And that's what you and I need to grasp. That we need to remember what God has done for us in the past. If you are listening to my voice in any capacity, whether it is live or through a podcast or somebody shares it with you, be aware of this one thing. The Lord has done things in your life to get you through, or you wouldn't be listening. But you are listening, and God has brought you through, and he has brought you through in the past, and he will bring you through in the present, and he will yet bring you through in the future. But you and I need to remember what he has done. That needs to be our source of strength, because the Lord has helped you before. And you might say, but this is not that same situation. But see, that's what the Lord's trying to teach us. It doesn't matter that it's not the exact same situation, because it's the exact same God who delivered you last time, and he will deliver you this time. And that's what we need to grab. Wait, it's not the same situation, but it is the same Lord. It is the same Savior. It is the same Jesus. And so we need to get a handle on that. We need to go, wait, whoa, ho, ho, ho. It doesn't matter what the circumstance is, because my God is the Almighty God, the King of the universe. He has delivered me in the past, and he will deliver me in the future. And he will deliver me right now. So the Lord tells us, hey, don't be afraid, because you're just going to sink into this hole of blah. Instead, remember. Remember what I've done for you. Remember how I've helped you. Remember how I got your family through that. Remember how I got you through that. Remember how I got you through that impossible situation. Remember that. That's the strength we're supposed to seize upon. That's the strength we're supposed to use. He's helped you in the past. He'll help you now. And the reality is, he's going to help you in the future. You might think it's too big for you, and maybe it is. But it's not too big for God. And he's shown you that before, and he'll show you that again, and he wants you to count on him for that. When it looks too large, look to him that is beyond all, and you will get through. Got it? All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience, AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Good one. Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
You've got some high expectations for 2017.
But for many of you, there will come a day this year when your fond hopes are shattered on the sharp rocks of reality, when you find that life cannot always be as lofty as your dreams.
Billy Graham.
Most of us have discovered that life is not simple. Life is filled with disillusionment, heartache, pain, and disappointment. We might as well face the fact that crisis and trouble are inevitable during this coming year.
And the Bible says the best way to face that pain and trouble is to surrender your heart to God's Son, Jesus.
Your burdens could be lifted and your sins could be forgiven. Will you trust him at this moment? Turn your life over to Christ. Let him set you free. Let him forgive the past and give you hope of eternal life.
You can learn more about eternal life with Jesus at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
This is John MacArthur with another Portrait of Grace. As Jesus stood on a hillside in Galilee speaking to people who were gathered at his feet, some birds must have flown across the sky. And Jesus said, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they?" You see, Jesus was saying that God gives life and sustains every bird. He has given them an instinct to find what is necessary to survive. And you are much more valuable to him than birds. If God sustains the life of a bird, don't you think he'll take care of you? But a bird also has to work for its food, and you have to work for yours. Just as God provides for the bird through its own effort, so he will provide for you.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, a great way to go about that, by the way, is... You want to know a great way to go about that? You can email the show. You can say, "Dear email, send this to davidspoon@kprz.com. Now, if you had a Google account, you could say, "Okay, Google," and it'll go, "Yes." And then you say, "Send an email to..." My Google just turned on just now. That's kind of frustrating, but we won't talk about that.
So did all the other phones in the office.
Yeah, all the other phones in the office that have Google. Just when I went, "Okay, Google," they all went, "Yes, yes, yes, yes." So here's what I would say. Order everybody a pizza. Put it on Dale's account. Okay, here we go. Our guest, number one guest, one of our favorite people in all's the world, because he helps us make sense of that which makes no sense. That's just my perspective. Our very own Russell Shubin, who's the director, coordinator, and extraordinaire ambassador of Christian Outlook, ChristianOutlook.com, which you can go to, ChristianOutlook.com, and see what's going to be on the show and listen like online, or you hear on the radio, on the terrestrial realm. can go to KPRZ on Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., and Sundays 11 p.m. and listen to the show. Russell Shubin, how are you?
I'm doing well. Great to be with you again, and thanks for the kind introduction.
That's all right. I do expect my $20 in the mail, so I'm just saying, okay. You know, I'm just keeping it straight. Talk to me about, well, first of all, how you been? You been doing pretty good?
Well, it sure is busy, but I guess it's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
No idle time.
Yeah. You know, it's better than being unemployed at this particular. I mean, you're working hard and doing a lot of things, and you're working a lot of projects, and I think that's awesome. And you are here to help us understand some of the spirituality / political / cultural / we need to understand this stuff from a societal point of view. Help us out. What do you guys got going on in Christian Outlook?
Well, we start with, and we will continue to look forward and look at change, because we're getting ready for one of the most dramatic and striking contrasts and changes of administration in our adult lifetime. GOP is ready, has already they've kept control of the House and the Senate. But now they could actually do some of the stuff they've talked about doing for years once President-elect Trump takes is inaugurated next week. And the GOP has been criticized as not knowing what they're going to do with Obamacare, and they don't have a plan, and they don't know what they're doing. And Kimberly Strassel from the Wall Street Journal points out that actually couldn't be further from the truth. There's actually a lot of substantive ideas, and there's a lot of overlap between the various different plans that the GOP has. And so if the listeners are like people in my world, you've heard of double-digit increases in your healthcare rates and even 40, 50% in your healthcare rates, and that can change. And that's one thing to watch as we get ready for the new administration. We also look at the effort just to simply stop Trump at any cost, it seems. California has hired former Attorney General Eric Holder to simply stop Trump, that is, to stop the efforts of Trump as it relates to California. And it's pretty revealing that it's a preemptive move. President-elect Trump hasn't done anything yet with regard to immigration, with regard to the border, or any of these things. But California is spending our taxpayer dollars, yours and mine, and the figures that are reported is this will be Eric Holder's services will be between $600 and $1,000 an hour. So that's our taxpayer funds at work. We also we're quickly coming on the 44th anniversary. I think that's right, of Roe v. Wade, and 58 million plus lives lost. And Jim Daly talks to us about the pro-life movement and the growth and the evangelicals within the pro-life movement. He's a part of a movement of a event coming up called Evangelicals for Life. Reggie Littlejohn from Women's Rights Without Borders takes a look at the same issue, but more from a global perspective. And the forced abortion or the one-child policy in China, the death toll as a result of that policy is over 400 million lives lost. And those are highly disproportional women, female lives, because in China they're looking for male offspring. And so you find out the baby in the womb is a girl and you abort it. So this is not just a life issue. This is a women's issue, and ominous stuff. In Kentucky, though, Albert Mohler looks at Governor Matt Bevin. He signed immediately upon after this election the Pain Capable Unborn Child Act, and also a measure that will give a woman who's considering an abortion the opportunity to see an ultrasound. Exciting stuff. I'll move quickly here. Don Whitney from the Center for Biblical Spirituality talks to us with 10 questions that we ought to, that we could ask ourselves at the start of the new year, a sort of spiritual assessment. Don's just solid and great stuff for listeners to consider. And then a good friend and theologian, Owen Strand from the Midwest Baptist Theological Seminary, looks at four trends to watch in the year ahead: the role of the transgender identity in public, the battle of religious liberty, the role of the church in politics, and the ongoing debate on the sufficiency of Scripture. All stuff that we've talked about in part or in full together, and I'm sure you've talked about some of these things with your listeners day in and day out on your program. So there we go.
All right. So you guys got, I mean, that is a ton. So how did you put all that stuff together in a week? I mean, that's just a ton of material for you to cover. You're right. You have been burning the midnight oil, haven't you? I know you have.
Well, we're busy, but I'm indebted to the talent across the entire network. It's a great company, and Salem is one of the voices that we have to hope prospers in 2017, but we have to hope that it's around for a long time to come. But thank you, David.
Yeah, no problem. All right, so I got a couple questions because I can pull from any of these and we can go a really long time. I want to be careful on this. I have to ask you something. It just actually crept in on the very last element you were talking about, looking at those four markers that we might be looking at the year ahead. And I just kind of want to, and I don't want you to take too long on it, but I do need to get your insight because that Kamala Harris asking, you know, Mike Pompeo, you know, about climate change as he's going through the hearings for CIA director, and also asking about transgender and the policies on transgender when the purpose of this is to stop us from being killed. And in California, our insight is, well, I want to ask you about climate change because it's rained here in California and the drought technically would be over. But if we say that, then we'd have to admit climate change isn't real. So, I mean, it's like, what is going on? Did you believe that was your representative?
No, it was your representative, David. she is, I'm sure, for the benefit of your listeners who didn't catch it before, Kamala Harris is the new senator from California, and it was embarrassing even for the left of what she did with her time in front of Mike Pompeo, who's the nominee or the designate to head up the CIA. And if there's anybody that you ought to feel solid about, Mike Pompeo is a no-nonsense graduate, top of his class from West Point, just solid. And she embarrassed herself and Californians with what she used her time for. Because he's not the CIA. Just what you said, CIA is not in the business of debating climate change whatsoever. It doesn't. It ought not matter what Pompeo's thoughts are on it. And he was deft. He says. He had a smirk on his face, and he says, "Oh well, I'll be actually finding intelligence on and helping protect America from some of the worst enemies, etc." So good stuff.
It's just amazing stuff to me. All right, let's go back because I know you've got all these things in place. We've got some things that people think that the Trump administration is going to really help in, and we're just going to take the last couple minutes and talk about the Obamacare process and the repeal of it because it's crashing in on itself. Everybody knows that. It's a mess what it is. But, you know, the idea is, you know, for some people, they're thinking, well, okay, but let's come up with every answer to every question before we do anything. And isn't that inviting disaster by itself, saying, let's do nothing until we have a perfect plan? That's like saying, wait till we have $1 billion in the bank, grown children that we can just pull out of a freezer, and then we'll get married.
Yeah. Well, and because we don't have your – I agree with what you're saying, but we don't have our – I speak as a Republican. So Republicans don't have 60 votes in the Senate. And so there's some things that they can't do with regard to repeal. So repeal will be a bit of piece by piece, with some of it happening immediately. But as long as the piece by piece are good, you know, is each individual piece wise and beneficial to the American people? Is it beneficial to those of us who have watched our healthcare rates skyrocket? So as long as each individual piece is helpful it's wise to do what you can as you can with the strength that you have, and that's what you see happening. So you will see it immediately, but it won't. I can't believe it will be maybe unrecognizable immediately because some of the key pieces that are changed, but it won't be as if it never happened, because you don't have that 60 vote margin.
Is there a possibility through Donald Trump, who's a business dude, that we will have the opportunity to see healthcare purchased not just California stuck, but it's, you know, over state lines? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think that's one of the key ones that has been a part of most of the Republican plans. And that one, for the benefit of listeners, that will allow, if you're a small businessman and you're trying to buy insurance here in California, you will be able to use an insurer and a plan that is, you know, based out of Oklahoma because it was more reasonable for you and gave you what you thought you wanted to provide your employees, that sort of thing. And yes, I think absolutely. And that one's going to be hard to stop. There's a lot of rhetoric, heated rhetoric, and a lot of fear tactics, but as the American people see that the ideas that are coming forward are good ideas that are going to help, I think it will ease things. Listeners will remember that the stock market was supposed to crash upon the recognition that Donald Trump was president-elect, and stock market has soared. So we shouldn't listen to the fear. That doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect or even everything's going to be good, but we shouldn't listen to the fear.
No, there'll be struggles, but you know, there is a greater sense of optimism, I think, everybody that I've talked to business-wise, and even in the realms of faith. But I'm a little disappointed in the church. I want the church to do a better job of loving each other, even if they disagree. But that's me long-term in my existence. So excellent job, Russell Shubin. That's a fantastic presentation. Great job.
Well, it's great to be with you, and love joining you each week, and all the best to your listeners, and have a great weekend. Have a great Lord's Day worship.
All right. Thank you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, check out Christian Outlook at ChristianOutlook.com, or you can listen here, KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., and Sundays 11 p.m. It is a show worth checking out. It's a show worth listening to online. God bless you, Russell. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, as we exit and get ready for the next segment. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain and the waving wheat.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The head coach of the national champion Clemson Tigers knows about football, but he also knows a thing or two about dealing with those who want him to be quiet about his faith. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Clemson's Dabo Swinney is a devout and outspoken Christian. In 2014, before he'd established himself as one of college football's elite coaches, his faith landed him in the crosshairs of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF complained that Christian worship seems interwoven into Clemson's football program. The group demanded that Clemson cease team devotionals. They were upset that Swinney had invited a Christian minister to become the team's chaplain. And the atheist group wanted the coach to stop offering players rides to church. But Swinney held firm, and his university backed him. Swinney's statement was a model of polite conviction. First, he outlined the three simple rules that every player must follow. Players must go to class, they must give a good effort, and they must be good citizens. Next, he noted that he's recruited players of many faiths. And then he made the crucial point. Recruiting is very personal. Recruits and their families want and deserve to know who you are as a person, not just what kind of coach you are. Swinney says he tries to be a good example to others and works hard to live his life according to his faith. In other words, Swinney is a Christian, and he's not going to hide that fact from recruits, their families, or the public. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let's see, a couple of things I do want to let you know. Forget that. We're just going to do common sense commentary because we haven't had a chance to just do common sense commentary. So we're a little behind there. Let's play the music and get right into it. What do you got for me? All right, folks, here we go. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10 says this: Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. What a man sows, he will reap in return. The one who sows to please his flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. But the one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to the family of faith. For those that may be unaware, there is a sowing or a, you know, planting kind of a commitment and a pouring into of the flesh and of the Spirit on this journey. You were, in fact, saved by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. That was your justification. Now in the process of sanctification, God working in you and on you and through you to make you reflect Jesus Christ more and more, which is why we are carved into the image of Jesus glory by glory. In that process, you learn to put effort with God in partnership into your new man, your born-again self, and you are putting time and effort and energy, essentially, into growing in the Spirit. There are a lot of people that do that, and then there's a lot of people simultaneously, most people, in fact, that also pour into their flesh, and so they have a little bit of flesh growth, and that's destructive and leads to destructive behavior and spiritual growth. And that's always important to lead you not just to eternal life, but participating in eternal life now. Keep in mind, when you got saved, your eternal life started. Your eternal life does not start after the millennium or after a rapture. It started when you said yes. It was started long before that in the mind of God. So now you're pouring into your eternal life. And that's an important part. But the scripture says something that's oh so fascinating that could be missed in a lot of ways. It says, let's not grow weary in well-doing. Hey, you know what well-doing means? Watch this. This is the English definition of well-doing. Ready? I want you to catch this. Doing well. You're doing good things. Doesn't mean doing well financially. It just means doing well, doing good things. So the scripture says, don't be weary in that. You're going to reap your harvest if you don't give up. You can't quit. In due time, you'll reap a harvest if you don't give up. Then the scripture tells you where some of that doing good is focused. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to the family of faith. Hey, you know what's fantastic? What's fantastic is we're supposed to do good towards everyone. You know what's fantastic? You're supposed to take that level and step it up a notch when it comes to your brothers and sisters in Christ. I know from personal experience, some siblings don't get along. Not for a week, not for a month, not for a year, not for a decade. That happens. But in the end, family is still family, and you will ultimately always be connected. And scripture tells you, you are connected to the family of faith. You might not like everybody in the family of faith, and there are certain people that you might really dislike in the family of faith, but guess what? You can't unbrother them or unsister them. Even if you don't want to hang out with them for cheeseburgers, I kind of get that part, but you can't unbrother them and unsister them. And the process for us is to do good. We're supposed to do good. You know that expression, do-gooders? This is where it comes from. The do-gooder expression comes from here. Now, you're not saved by the do-goods. You're supposed to do the goods because you're saved. It's the exact opposite. You don't say, oh, I do enough good things, so now I'm saved. Like, no. You do the good things because you are saved and you're trying to honor him who saved you. If we could see that the works that we do are not the basis of legalism that we tend to create, we would just do so much better. If you did the good things you did because you wanted to do good things because you wanted to please God, you would do better than if you tried to do good works enough so that you can get in. Hey, you can't get in by good works. But if you're getting in, you better be doing good. But you do it to please your Heavenly Father because you're expressing your love for Him by what you do. That's all. And if you're not doing it very well, ask Him to help you. Here's what the whole summation is. Be a good doer of doing good and do it because you love God. Do it to everyone and do it especially to those that are your spiritual family. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
When we cannot see God's hand, we can trust His heart.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by James Banks. James writes, "Our son wrestled with drug addiction for 7 years, and during that time, my wife and I experienced many difficult days. As we prayed and waited for his recovery, we learned to celebrate small victories. If nothing bad happened in a 24-hour period, we would tell each other, 'Today was a good day.' That short sentence became a reminder to be thankful for God's help with the smallest things. James continues, tucked away in Psalm 126:3 is an even better reminder of God's tender mercies and what they ultimately mean for us. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. What a great verse to take to heart as we remember Jesus' compassion for us at the cross. The difficulties of any given day cannot change the truth that come what may, our Lord has already shown us unfathomable kindness, and His love endures forever. When we've lived through a difficult circumstance and discovered that God was faithful, keeping that in mind helps greatly the next time life's waters turn rough. We may not know how God will get us through our circumstances, but His kindness to us in the past helps us trust that He will. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I want to let you know this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Want to talk about busy? I'm going to give it a... They've been busy lately. Here's the deal. In your domicile, if your dome has any perspiration, any leakage, any sweateroony, in other words, if your ceiling and your roof is sweating, there is a problem. And you want to call Excalibur Roofing. The ministers of roof. These are people that will take care of you. Is that important? You bet. Is it important to have trust in your roofers, in the contractors you do business with? Yes. Haven't you seen all those movies where the contractors take the money and then they go and they come back 3 weeks later? Right? It's hilarious, right? Except it happens. Otherwise, they'd never make fun of it that way. But not with Excalibur Roofing. What you find out is you get a free estimate. You get the commitment of the CEO of the company, the workers' commitment. You get their personal guarantee that they will give you the absolute best that can be given by them. It's like good enough, right? I mean, I strive on a regular basis to do that with the Lord. I want to give you the best I can give you today. And then I got to get past that first person that cuts me off. But the idea is to understand you've got to really have that attitude, and they do. Excalibur Roofing can be reached at excaliburroofing.com. That's the website, 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Also Facebook, you just type in Excalibur Roofing, get a chance to see Eric and Ingrid, and then do a reach out to them. I promise they will take care of you because they are great people. Just that simple. All right, we've got a sound we're going to play, and we're going to play this sound. And if you can, I want to hear the sound first, and then after I hear it, if I think what I think, if you can tell me what the sound is, you're going to win a prize. So here's Tugboat Todd to play the sound. Let's hear the sound.
Closer, maybe closer, closer.
You might get the very last word, but is there that whole first and second sentence, if they can tell us half the sentence, they can win a prize. You just call 866-GAPERS, 866-577-2473. And why we're doing this is I just told Tugboat Todd, that is so hard to understand. Now, if you want to call up and say to Tugboat Todd, Dave's right, you can. If you want to call up and say Dave's wrong, I have a different number for you. It's 1-800. I can't really reach the show because I'm trying to really support Tugboat Todd at gmail.com.
I think that, I think there's secret certain frequencies that you don't hear so much with the kind of the older you get.
You know, your dad listens to this, doesn't he?
But he can't hear me if I talk like this.
Okay, don't talk to me. Listen, don't start making fun of some of my favorite cats like Felix. What? I can't hear you.
radio, professor. Okay. I love that stuff. Anyhow, what do we got? Is that was our sound for our Facebook post, right? Oh, we need therapy. I got two words for you. Therapy. Here we go. Haggai chapter 1, verse 13. This actually has a title. It's called Closer Than We Think. Closer. We don't have one for this, too. No, that was it, right? Closer, closer, closer. Was that the whole thing? Even if I say it, people won't get it. You can't understand when the guy goes, who can understand that? Okay. Haggai chapter 1, verse 13. You'll understand what we're talking about. Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people. I am with you, declares the Lord. Now, I will confess, I bet I can get some other people to confess this with me, but sometimes it feels or seems like we can't see where the Lord is in a certain situation. You believe that the Lord is there, but sometimes it's hard to kind of fixate and get that point in the circumstance where you can see. Now, you know in your heart he's going to work it out, but until it works out, you get a little nervous, maybe sometimes a little uncomfortable. And so sometimes it feels or seems like we can't kind of pinpoint where the Lord is at in a certain situation. But his promise is absolutely clear. In any and every circumstance and situation, he is with us. So when you're looking at something and you can't figure out where the Lord is in that circumstance, you can immediately respond by using the truth, well, in this circumstance, he's with you. Because that's the message the Lord has with his people. I'm with you. That message is so important from God to us. Listen to this. This is a super important point. That message is so important from God to us that that's the name that was given to Jesus in Matthew chapter 1, Emmanuel, God with us. That's so important that you understand from God's point of view that he is with you, that that's a name by which Jesus Christ is called. Where is he? He's with you. Maybe the situation doesn't pan out the way you think it's gonna. Maybe it doesn't break out the way you think it's gonna. Maybe it doesn't fall out the way you think it's gonna. But that doesn't mean God's not a part of it. And what you have to know is that in the process, where he is with you. The Facebook post said this, which is a really good point. Beat up your doubt and fear with your confidence in closeness with him. Beat up your doubt and fear with your confidence in closeness with him. He is with you. If that's not true, his word is void and we're done. Got it? That's how important that is. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then you're going to hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere. Stand by me.
So darling, darling, the David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.